I will make it again, which is a fascinating thing, is that the Yerushalmi on Daf Chavtes, I believe it was, Daf Chavtes, to Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, does not bring down the Brisa of the Yerushalmi, of the Bavli, which with the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. The Shita of the Yerushalmi is only Rabbi Yosef Glili's, Shita that you start on the northeast. But the Bavli brings on a Brisa, we learned this morning, I don't know if you saw it yet. The Bavli brings on a Brisa, the Shita of Rabbi Akiva is starting in the southeast, and the Bavli has a long discussion back and forth. So Jeff actually asked this morning, does Yerushalmi not bring down all the brises which the Bavli brings down? We, of course, know the answer is no, of course it does not. And very often Yerushalmi bring down brises that the Bavli does not have. But the amazing thing here is that the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, this is not some 2 cent geworfen or brisa. This is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, which is ignored and it's not brought down. Now, I didn't actually look up the halacha, but man, now I'm actually moved. Yeah, I took the Rambam, but I think the Rambam paskins like this Yerushalmi. I think he paskins like the Mishnah. Even though Rabbi Yosef Glili is the one who says that, it's Rabbi Yosef Glili versus Rabbi Akiva. Normally, you paskin like Rabbi Akiva over Rabbi Yosef Glili, But I think probably because it's not Mishnah, or more likely because Yerushalmi ignores Rabbi Akiva Shita. That's why he would paskin like the Mishnah, which goes to Rabbi Yosef Glili over Rabbi Akiva. That's the wrong
vibe. Also, Rabbi Akiva Shita, it says you go clockwise.
Yeah.
Counterclockwise.
That's right. He has direction going the other way around.
Then we had a big discussion about that.
Clocks.
Bird took down the clock from the wall.
That was.
Where does the American flag get placed in an official location? What? To the right or the left? Yes. It's to the flag.
Yep. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yosef Glili. The paskin like Rabbi Yosef Glili that you start from the northeast, not like Rabbi Akiva.
That makes sense.
What?
That makes sense because Rambam a lot of times.
Well, paskin like Yerushalmi, right? So that's in all likelihood, I would say that's a pretty wary paskin this way. That because Yerushalmi doesn't bring down the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Let me just see if the abbreviated Kesem Mishnah says anything about it. Yeah. Oh, very good. Attagadi couldn't answer Kesem Mishnah's question like this. Because the Kesem Mishnah says, see, I forgot, it's even more schwer. Well, it's even more schwer. Rabbi Chorsky. It's even more schwer because Rashi says the Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi holds like the Shita that there was one paroches, and that's why he came out on the north side and he started from the north side. And Rabbi Akiva holds that there were two paroches, right? And that's why he started on the south side because he came out on the south side. And the Kesef Mishnah says, "Miflesim divi Rambam zach shepasuk gamuk rabbanan that there were two paroches, and you came out on the south side, right? So since that's the case, hech pasuk b'zud mitzvahis meizrachisum maschil. How can you start from the northeast side, right? It's antithetical to the whole concept of having two paroches. But obviously he paskin that way because the Yerushalmi holds that there were two paroches, and nonetheless, Yerushalmi holds that you start from the northeast. And the reason for that is because Yerushalmi holds, it's true he came out on the north side, on the south side, excuse me, but then he stood in the middle to go do the hazos on the paroches. So he's at that point is equidistant from both the north and south side. So he can go, as we mentioned, when he backs up, right? So his right will lead him to the north side, and that's why, because facing west to your right, I mean, if I was facing this way, right, to the west, so to my right is the north side, right? So that's why you start from the northeast. So the Kesef of Mishnah didn't realize that the Rambam was paskening like the Yerushalmi. Okay? Baruch Hashem. I have to make a note here. One second.
Lieberman has a whole book on the Shitos of the Rambam based upon the Yerushalmi.
Even the Hakdama to the Yerushalmi, when the Vilna Shas mentions a few places, to bring mentions that the sheet of the Rambam is there from the Paschal like the Yerushalmi. Okay, I'll tear off my very far last week on Thursday. We only got to top of Laman Alf, Laman Alf, barely. But the Ushami we're going to learn tonight is the same the Bavli we're going to learn tomorrow morning. So it really fits in very well. Tani, the differences. Tani, we learned the second word on Maman Afam Rav. Tani, Moli Mayu Bedomi. The blood, after he did Zrika Saddam, I shouldn't say after. The blood has the dinim ilah, in other words, if one has in the Mishnah mentioned that there's me'ilah in the dam until it goes out to Nachal Kidron, right? So the shaila is that's me'ilah, the Bavli would ask whether it's me'ilah deraisa, me'ilah derabbanan. So here, in fact, it's a braisa, which says it's a machlokis, divirei meir, the more than we've done, there's me'ilah in blood, divirei meir, Rabbi Shimon, the chachom armim, and me'ilah b'dim, the chachom says no me'ilah by blood. Why? Because the blood is in the soul and will atone. The blood has no value except as kapara, meaning mila always implies a value to the korban, to the kachim. Then there's no value to the blood except as kapara, and that's not considered to be a monetary value. Okay? That's a machlokas, obviously. It's going to be that's going to be Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Shita. Chachamim hold there's no Mila. And if our Mishnah attributed Mila to it, so it would only be there for Mila Drabana, not Doraisa. Okay, it wouldn't be actual Doraisa Mila. Says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Zila. Chir B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Chlovi Kores. Says anybody who eats blood gets Kores. Interesting. That's out. What about having to pay for the blood? No, in the Chabal Kores Nefesh Bilvad, there's only Kores, no Me'ilah, because blood has no concept of value to it. Om Rebbe Zir Hikdish Dam Beinel, the Nafkimina, between the two approaches is if you took a cup full of blood and consecrated it to Bet HaKabayis, right? He said that it's because blood is intended for kapara. That's why there's no milah. Since there's no kapara in it, it's a typo. Everybody corrects it. It should be yeshbo milah. It has milah, right? Because this blood is not intended for kapara. It's a vial full of blood, right? It's not intended for kapara. He who says that the reason why by blood there's no me'ilah is because you only have kores, right? All you have is kores. In other words, some of you eats blood. It's only chayav kores and doesn't have to make any payments. Well, v'zeh oil v'yeshbo kores, this vial of blood, even though it's not a korban and not made for zrikas adab, you get kores if you drink it. Therefore, again, the kirsu gets changed. Ein bo me'ilah, there's no me'ilah because that's the nature of the isra of blood, being something which only has kores for eating, not me'ilah for having pleasure from. Aser b'chir, aser Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Chir b'shem Yochanan, they both said, hikdish dam, it should be hikdish dam lebeta kabayis b'neil. The difference is whether you are makdish dam lebeta kabayis, which is very simple. This is basically what Rabbi Zira was talking about, right? And when Rabbi Zira said to her that Rabbi Yochanan had given the same nafkamina he gave, chadibah, v'av Rabbi Zira chadibah, because Savra al Rabbana Isamas, because he thought, oh, the same nafkamina I gave when you took a vial of blood and makdish it, and that's the difference between the reason of kares or kapora is what, in fact, Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe, had once said. Omer le, so he said, no. Umabiyadach, what's in your hand? In other words, what are you so happy about? It's not what you thought it is. Adar Meir Rabbi Shimon Isamris. They said to him, that Rabbi Yochanan then Rabbanan, there's never Mila by blood, no matter what. And Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon said, Yesh Mila B'damim. They said there's such a nafkamina that if it depends, it was given to Berek Abayis or as part and parcel of a korban. But according to Chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan, your Rebbe, never, ever held that there was Mila by blood. No matter what the blood, what the nature of the blood was. Okay? So it says more, Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Reid, Rabbi Chia, Bar Ba said, Kach Meshivim, and here again, typos, Kach Meshivim, Rabbi, it should be Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, L'Chachomim, not Chachomim, Rabbi Shimon, but the reverse. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, said L'Chachomim, L'Chachomim are the ones who said, Ein Mila B'damim. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon argued, said to Rabbi Baran, hey, guys, Ilu Machron, if you sell blood, let's say you have a blood shop, right, you sell blood. Nowadays, blood costs a lot of money. I don't know what a pint of blood costs, but in the get a transfusion, I'm sure it's very expensive, right? A couple $100, right? So, Ilu Machron, Shemein HaTayfis Tamein, if you sell blood, does blood not, you know, doesn't... isn't there value to the sale, right? Isn't there a monetary transaction involved in it? My benenu, my ben demand. Well, if that's the case, what's the difference between the blood? What's the difference between the value of the blood? In other words, that means blood has value. And if the blood has value, it should have me'ilah. It's logical, right? This argues not what Rabbi Lezer said. Because Rabbi Lezer said, interesting, say Rabbi Lezer makes Yesh Mem Shomru Lo Nani Velo Moalin. That those things which they said, you cannot have Hanoah, but there is no Me'ilah. Lefichach Imachron, and therefore if you sell them, Eino Tovi says to Mayim, right? There's no Tfisa of the money. I should have made clear before. I actually did not do this properly. It's not talking about Stam a transfusion bank. Let's say you have a blood bank for transfusions, right? That, of course, if you sell it, right? If you sell the blood, the blood has money. But say about let's say a Berek Habayis blood bank. A Berek Habayis had a blood bank. And they sold the blood, right, which they got as a donation, whatever it was.
Human blood,
right? But it'd be the same thing. I'm just, so you wouldn't use it for transfusion, whatever you use it for fertilizer, right? That's not material, okay? Just whatever, blood bank. So Berek Habayis has a blood bank. So then the Shiloh, he, Rabbi Lezer, says it's typhus as demand, meaning that it became Berek Habayis, and now the Kedusha falls on the money, and the blood goes out L'chulin. Right? So the Gemara says, no. That's what Rabbi Lezer said. That's what Rabbi Shimon said. So Rabbi Lezer argues. Rabbi Lezer says there's certain things, Yesh Mem Shamu, Lo Nenim Velo Malin. You can't have Anor, but there's no Me'ilah. Therefore, Imachron, if you sell better, if Berek Habayis sold blood, in this case, of course, the Gemara, for a fertilizer, so then there would not actually be a Kedusha on the money that realized from the sale. Because since the blood was not really Kaddish in the regular Berek Habayis sense, therefore, you're not allowed to have Anor from it until it's sold. But it's not like any other Hekdish Berek Habayis. So in Hekdish Berek Habayis, if I, Berek Habayis, sell something, the money which comes in from the sale now becomes the Berek Habayis instead. But blood doesn't become truly Kaddish. So therefore, the converse of that is that when it's sold, the money which Berek Habayis realizes is not truly Kaddish either. You see that the linkage, right? The Yesh Mem Shomer, there are those which they said, the carbonator just takes out the next three words. Shaiter Zeret Yisro. The Yesh Mem Shomeru, Malin, there is true Me'ilah, right? And if it's telling which is true Me'ilah, Lefichach Imachron, Tevis is to me. Right? Obviously, someone which says true Me'ilah, that means it's bona fide Kaddish through and through. So when you sell it, the money which you get from the sale becomes kodesh. Now, t'mdishun ha-mizbeach ha-pnimi va-menorah, the ashes from the inner mizbeach and from the menorah, that's a classic example of lo nanim v'lo marlin. You can't have an offer from them. In other words, you can't use those ashes, say, for soap. You know, this to make soap out of ashes. Or you can't use it for rechves, putting on your wound or anything of that sort. But there's no me'ilah. And therefore, imachon ein etav says, maybe we sell those ashes for some purpose, then the money which was realized from the sale doesn't become kadosh, right? Then he says, l'Rabbi Shimon, it should actually be, instead of lo nanim velo, there's again the Shari Torah, so it's Yisrael speaking, l'Rabbi Shimon, the Korbanei changed the gears to elsewhere in a different way, l'Rabbi Shimon, Marlin Bohen, there is Me'ila in them. Rabbi Shimon is consistent. Rabbi Shimon holds his Me'ila by blood. Oh no, sorry. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon holds his Me'ila by blood. Remain Rabbi Shimon, that was the top of the Amun. They hold his Me'ila by blood. So they also hold his Me'ila by the Trumas Hadeshen, right? Because they hold it's a true commodity. Since it's a true commodity, so therefore, just like there's Me'ila by anything else, there's Me'ila by blood, and there's Me'ila by the Trumas Hadeshen as well. Right, the dishum is beach. Keeps saying trumas hadeshen. The dishum is beach apnim menorah, and therefore if you're machlan, that's why if they're sold off, it's just maim. They take over the monetary value. In other words, the ketusha which is attached to the dishum is beach apnim menorah takes over the value. Is then attached to the money for which it was sold. So the bottom line is that the blood in our mishta, which would go out to Nachal Kidron and then be sold, and there was me'ila in that. Either that's going like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon holds that there's me'ila b'davim, or it's a me'ila d'rabbanan and not a true me'ila, right? But rather, it's as if there's me'ila because Rabbanan didn't want you to use it until you paid for it. Okay?
The Gemara doesn't make the analogy between dam, the word dam and damim.
Mm-hmm. Not here. But one could do that. Certainly, it has connotations, but not in this Gemara. Kol ma'aseh yom kippur ha'omer ha'seder. All the deeds, all the activities you Kippur have to be done in the proper order. Yikdu ma'aseh chaver, if you did it out of order, lost the klub, you didn't do anything. Yikdu dam ha'tesor, the dam part, if you did the goat blood before the bull blood, then you have to do yachsir v'yazim dam ha'tesor, l'chay dam part, you have to redo the goat blood. Achlo gomer samatona shibifnim nishbach adam. What if before you finished all the placing of the blood inside, the blood work inside, the blood was spilled. Yavi damacher, you bring another blood, and quite the time kama yachsor v'yaza b'tchilu b'ivnim, you have to start from scratch, from the beginning inside. What?
Starting from scratch, bringing a new blood.
Well, if you still have blood left in another vessel, let's say, bring the other vessel. If you have no blood left, you have to do a new shechita and start from scratch, wherever stage you're up to. If it was bifnim, in the Kodesh Kodashim, or the Heicho, or Apsa Parochas, or the Mizbach HaGozov, Shekula and Kapora, they're each an essential component of Kapora, but Kapora of Niatzon, each one is independent. No. Let's say you did three on the inside, so you can bring another one and do number 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's say you did three on the outside. Again, the same idea. You can do 4, 5, 6, 7, wherever you stop. That's where you can see. Time we learned from Rabbi Yisabem Edvar Morim Ba'avodas Hanasus Bifnim B'Big Dei Lovan. The order is only essential by Ba'avodas done inside in the white clothes. Ba'avodas Hanasus B'Chutz B'Big Dei Zav, the Ba'avodas are done outside in the golden clothes, which are the Ba'avodas of every day. Or the Karmanei changed the Girsa, because in the Bavli the Girsa is different, although the Tosefta's Girsa is like the Yerushalmi has in front of us. But the Bavli is the avodas and asus b'chutz b'bigdei lavan. The things which are done outside, not a bigdei zav, the talk of the order doesn't matter because that's not essential to Yom Kippur. But that which is done outside the bigdei lavan, and the Korban Eder brings down what they were, the lottery and the vidui and the pouring of shirayim on the outer mizbeach. So all those things, if you did them, but im hikti maisel chavero. If you did one before the other, masha osa osui, it works, right? But that in all those things, it works. So either according to Gemara's Girsa, if it was anything which is done with the chutz b'dizav, it doesn't matter the order, or a, according to the Korban Eskir, so even somebody who's on Big Day Lovan, which means it's unique onto Yom Kippur, but since it wasn't done in the Heichal, the order is not an impediment. No, Afanasos Bachutz Big Day Zov, anything which is done even outside in the gold garments, Mikni Maisel Chaver Lo Asoklum, here to the Korban Eskir, changes the gear, so again to Big Day Lovan, but the way it is in front of us, if you did anything on Yom Kippur at all, out of order, it's no good. You have to go back and do it in order. They both darshan the same pasuk. It says, "Midam chatas akipurim achas," from the blood of the atonement of Kippurim one. Rabbanan Amir, Rabbanan said, "Avodah shunichnas pam achas b'shana." This is only the avodas which you go in. It's all the avodas with which you go in once a year. I mean, all the avodas which are occurring in Yom Kippur, which are all part and parcel of the going into the Kodesh Kodashim, meaning at the time when you go into Kodesh Kodashim, you do all these avodas, they all must be in order, which includes all the ones, even the ones that are down outside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mokum Shu Nichnas Bo Pam Achaz B'Shana. Rabbi says, no, when it says Achaz B'Shana means only the avodas which are done in the place where you can only go in once a year. So he holds the only order which is Ma'akev is the order not even in the Kodesh, only in the Kodesh Kodashim. Because that's the only place we can only go in once a year. Those are the avodas which should be done in order. The other ones, we don't care. Okay, next Gemara, Rabbi Yoshua B'Shem Rabbi Pes. Rabbi Pes is Rabbi Ephes, was his full name in the Bavli, and he was the very humble, obviously. What? He didn't live very long after Rebbe's demise, but he took over as Rosh Hashiva immediately after Rebbe's Ptira. And before, obviously, Rabbi Yochanan came on this, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yeshua took over. So Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yeshua, and said B'Shem Rabbi Pes, B'matonos. Now here the Gilead Ephraim changes the gears like crazy. And it makes sense when he does. He says, B'matonos haparoches. Okay, I'm switching everything. Matonos haparoches. That's where the order's impediment. Avo B'matonos. Habadim, but the matana is given on the badim, right? Matana is a parochas and matana is a badim, par makavis a sawyer. Okay, so every word here is changed, right? It was to double reversal. Again, Rabbi Pes said, matana is a parochas and matana is a badim. So what he's saying is like this. An interesting thing, according to Gilead Ephraim. Saying that it says in our Mishnah, if you did the Sawyer before the par, so then do the Sawyer afterwards again. So he says that's true about the Matonis you do on the Parochas, in the Heichal. But on the Badim, inside, if you did first the Sawyer, and only then the par, so that Sawyer is rendered unfit altogether, you must shecht another Sawyer. Even if you have blood left over. You asked me in the Mishnah. Even if you have blood left over. Why is that? So Amrei Belezer, Belezer said, the Gilead Ephraim takes out the Vav. Actually, this is not a why. This is a continuation of the statement. Amrei Belezer, Nosan, Midam HaPor HaBein HaBadim, VaBein HaParochet. A byproduct of the statement is we see if you put the blood between the poles of the aron and the and bena paroches, and then you only afterwards achakach shochet es hasoyer hanasa betchila, and then you shechted the soyer done outside. In other words, you're supposed to shecht it prior to that between the bottom and the paroches. But let's say you waited. And we shechted it after the parochas, and then went and did the Sawyer's blood work, both being a body and being a parochas. Kosher, it's going to be kosher, and it's not a hefsek. Why is that? Because it's in line with what we just saw, that sometimes you even have to shecht the Sawyer afterwards. If you did the Sawyer's blood work prior to the par's blood work, then you have to shech the new Sawyer, right? So we see that the Sawyer is not a hefsek, and he continues along those lines. So Rabbi Yair said, Ilu that's Pashut. You don't have to tell me that. Ilu nishbach midam haspor midam asoyer amunach bekos. Where let's say the blood which you had from the goat, from the bull, and from the goat, which are already in cups, spilled out, and there's none left. Shemainam mevi parochev kosher. So the halach is, then you slaughter another bull, right? And or slaughter another goat, whatever spilled out. So there's no difference if you're ready, if you're slaughtering the goat or bull before you did some matanas or after you did the matanas. It's pashut that you can slaughter in the middle. It's not going to be hefsek because we see that where you have to, you're allowed to do that. Ilu amar v'yitain. We're to say that you do have to start from scratch because it really is a hefsek to slaughter a new goat. That would be a chiddush. In other words, to be mekel is no big chiddush in this case, because we know that if you lose blood, you shecht another animal for the blood you lost, even in the middle of the process. It would have been a much bigger chiddush had you come up with a chumrah here, because your chumrah would have been to tell us that when you slaughter the goat, it's a hefsek, and you have to start over and do the matanas of the par lifnaim, which you already did over again. That would have been a chiddush. That's a tremendous chiddush. Obviously, what you said is not a chiddush. Okay, rabba. Period. Rabbanan Amri, getting back to our mission. Rabbanan Amri, sholosh l'koishim v'sholosh l'psul. Rabbanan said, Rabbanan hold the three avodas, which are machshir the carbon, and therefore three avodas which can make a pigul if you have the wrong thought. In the Yom Kippur, which are the seven zvikos inside, the seven zvikos outside, and the four placements and seven hazos on the Mizbach Haktoris. So there's Lifnai v'Lifnim, Lifnim, and the Mizbach Haktoris. Those are three, and each one, even though it has multiple hazos, is one unit. That's why I want to hold, if you got lost the blood somehow in the middle of a series of any one of these units, you go back to the beginning of the entire unit, right? So that's Rabbanu Meishol Shukosher Shalom. So Rabbi Lezer B'Shimon Omrin, they would say Arboim Meishol Shukosher Arboim Meishol Shabsul. They're 43 and 43. I don't know if I can reconstruct this. They're 14 Kodesh Kodashim. They're another 14 in the Kodesh, right? That's 28. And then there are another 4 and 7 on the Ktores, on the Mizbach HaKtores. That's how many? 39, right? 39, so I'm missing 4. What are the other 4? This is stupid. It was Achas Lamal Sheva Lamata, so it was 8 and 8. It wasn't 14, it was 16. 16 and 16 and 11, and that's 43. Okay. So that's 43. And therefore, you're counting not in each unit independently, but you're counting towards that 43. So wherever you stop, that's where you pick up and continue, even if you're in the middle of a series of 7. Okay? And along these lines, each unit of 7 is a kapora in of itself. Each and every zrika in of itself is a separate unit. Rabbi Zira B'Shem Elezer said, Tamar Elezer, Rabbi Shimon, logic of Elezer, Rabbi Shimon said it, who says that each zrika is an independent unit. V'chila mikapere sa'kodesh, you stop from being mechap in the kodesh. I feel enshav elam aton achas, even if there's only one sprinkling, es hakode kapir singular, so even one matana it counts. Or matana kalei, that's considered to be sufficient. It's finished. That one is done. Amar Lezer, period. Amar Lezer, Lezer said, nasa mixas matanas nishbach adam. If the sum you did some matanas and the blood spilled out, maybe achem tachteim, you bring of course others and save them. Everybody agrees with that. Now, but this is the new question. Elu ve'el nishbachim b'mitzvasim. is let's say there's still a little bit of the first blood left. Not enough, I have to do the rest of the zrikos, but there's a little bit left. So he says, then it still has a din of shirayim, and he put it on the yisod of the mizbeach. So even though you switch now to the blood of a new carbon, you shech the new carbon and switch this blood, but the first blood is still valid shirayim, and it goes on the yisod, right? That's pasha, right? Lachin tzricha. However, this is our question. Kshenikra alein l'shem psul. What about the first blood is okay, but most of it's spilled out. You only have a little bit left. Now you shechted another carbon, but the second carbon you shechted is a pigul. Don't ask me why he made a pigul. Obviously, he's an idiot coin, a Russian coin, but they even now became possible. So now, what's the status of the first shirayim? Do they lose their status because they're not attached to a kosher carbon, right? Because there's no continuity between them and the rest of the zrikas. Or do they say they still return their status? Amar Rabbi Yosef said, "Vios." Is this a good question? I think it's Bitmio. I'm not sure. Let's see. Vios is a good question. Ilu nasa mixas matonos. Let's say you gave part of matonos. V'nishba chadam, and the blood got spilled. Shemayna maybe achem tachteim. Don't you bring other ones instead of them? Umolim berishayna, but they're still meal on the first ones. They're still considered to be valid shirayim. So what's the question? Rabbi Chagai, boy, kuma Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Chagai instead of Rabbi Yossi. No. It's not so simple. Ad kedun. That's true in the case which we described previously. When you shechted the first ones, okay, and then most of that blood spill you have a little bit left. The second one is puzzle. I got that. Then you can still, the first ones are considered to be voucher. I make you do, you can put them on the yisod. However, shachadis are ishoinim l'shem psul. What about you shechted the first ones l'shem psul, and the second, in other words, the first ones became possible. Okay, this is a separate question. All right, that's why I got wrong. Rabbi Chage Boikon Rabbi Yossi is a separate question. Okay, Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi just made a statement. He said, the question is not a good question, or maybe it is a good question, but it's simple to give an answer to the previous question, which is, if the first blood was kosher and it has shirayim, even if the second blood is possible, it doesn't matter. The first blood retains its status, shirayim, it gets on the yisod. Now, Rabbi Chagai Boikum Rabbi Yossi, a different question. He said like this. This is a separate question. If you shechted the first, you did the first carbon kosher, and the second carbon pasul, so the first carbon, right, retains its shem kashrus, like we just learned, and it's shirayim go to the yisod. Fine. What about the other way? The first one you shechted it was pasul. And you have to do the second one, l'shem kosher. Now, in this case, what's the status of the zrikos I did with, well, I'm not sure I understand this question. I'm looking at Bnei Moshe.
Is the first blood
kosher?
Is the first blood kosher? So therefore, by doing the second one, that's the only one that's kosher, therefore you'll be mocked in the second.
No, that's not what the question is. The question is whether the psul of the second one is mitzdarif. Somehow, since the question is like this, though, I don't know if I can articulate it properly when we get to the Gemara Tzad, I can articulate it outside very well. Which is, the question is when you, part of the azos came from a kosher animal. Not kosher, from an animal, carbon shech the kedin, and part of an animal which was a pigul or a posel. So do I say that the posel, the psul of one, affects the kashrus of the other, and it's rendered invalid, even though it itself was shechted b'kashrus? So that's the worst question is, okay? His question is, Akadut Shashar is the Rishon Mashem Kosher Vashni Mashem Psul. It's Poshet that the first ones retain, the first blood remains kosher, and each shrine goes to Yisod. Shal is Rishon Mashem Psul, but Zashim Mashem Kosher. But what if you started that voda? I think this is, I can get it now. What if you started that voda with blood from a carbon, which was proved to be possible? The Kohen ran up to you and said, guys, I have to admit I did a pigul. So you have to stop dead in its tracks, right? Now you're starting your mashim with the second one. It was shame kosher. But you start, you keep pick up in the middle. So you did already two units of blood work, the lifnaiv lifnim and the parochas, and now you want to pick up with the ktores. So can I do that? Right? Does it work at least that it's considered to be a kosher, kosher? I mean, of course, it's not going to work. This is the problem here. It's not going to work. The blood work you did with the first carbon is obviously no good. Right, it was obviously not good, the blood work you did with the first carbon. But at least can the blood of the second carbon be considered shirayim? Right? You understand what I'm trying to say? Obviously, you muffed up that avodah badly now. So you really messed up. You might have to start from scratch the whole thing. But at least the stuff which you did bekashrus from the second carbon, say on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, does it generate shirayim that I can then throw on the Mizbeach HaChitzon?
Shirayim for the first carbon?
No, for the second one.
Maybe this is about whether shirayim for the first carbon.
No, first one is definitely possible. It's a pigul.
But what do you do with the blood?
You have to throw it out. Throw it in the canal.
But not on the
Yisod? Not on the Yisod, no, because it's a pigul. You wouldn't put a pigul blood there. But the question is, the second carbon, can I salvage the shirayim in any way, shape, or form? I think that's the one's question. So Rabbi Yezzi says no. Motzinu posul motzim de pigul. You remember, you can only make a pigul if the rest of the avodas of the carbon are done by kashrus. If one avodas is done by psul, that's it, it can become pigul. So certainly, if posul can make something ois pigul, posul motzim yad kosher, then the posul takes something out of its kashrus. So, meaning that this the shechita on the first one was done for the improper reason, even though the shechita on the second one was done for the proper reason, and doesn't help because this avoda in and of itself became posel, and the whole thing becomes no good as a result. Okay, that's
even the second.
Yeah. Because it's contingent. You can't get to the Mizbeach HaChitzah. You can't get to the Mizbeach unless you first did Lifnai V'Lifnim and the Parochas. And that was built on Pigul or Apostle, whatever was wrong with the first one. So that Apostle of the first one undermines the credibility of the second one. It can't undermine retroactively. In other words, if the first one was Kosher, and then you shechted another one, and the second one was Apostle, so that one's possible, but the first blood, whatever's left from the first blood, you can put on the Yisod. But vice versa, if the first one was possible, and you erroneously picked up from where you left off with the second one, that second one is built on the first one, which is possible, it's definitely possible, and that blood can't be thrown on the Yisod.
Isn't it built on the second one built on the first one because that there has to be a certain Seder?
Yeah, you're right. You were right before. I misunderstood you. Right? When you said hiknim, I thought you meant like being mocked him the sawyer to the par. What you really meant is be mocked him one unit of avodas to the other. You are correct. Yes, I misunderstood what you were saying. Yes. You stand vindicated. Okay. Stand corrected. Says Hajjal Fair Kotzilo. Next Mishnah. Shnei Sir Yom Kippur, the two good goats for Yom Kippur, La Hashem, La Zozo, Mitzvahs and the Mitzvahs, Shu Shovim, Bimara, Vekoima, Vedomim, they should be equivalent in the way they look, their height, their value, Vekichos and Kachos, and you have to buy them simultaneously. Ava Bishayin Chavukshir, but if you didn't, but you have it, it's okay. Lokach Echad Yom Vechle Machri, but one today and another tomorrow, also it's kosher, but you have it. Let's go to call this all sorts of tzoros. One of them dropped dead. Had a heart attack from fright, right? Before he did the goyro. So, I'm sorry, if it's before he did the goyro, so, too many words here. Meitzer mem imach lo higru meisachon mem. If one of them died before the goyro, yikach zug l'sheishu. Just take another one and do the goyro. But imish higru meis. If it's after the lottery that it died, yavish naim. You got to bring another two. V'yagolank v'atchili. You have to do a second lottery. V'yom and then you should say imshol shem meis. If the one shows this. You should say, if the one shall shame died, Zesholo of a girl, now the second one, Lashem, Yiskai Tachtov, will be instead of it. This is not a Tanai. You know which one died, because it died after the Agrola, right? But you say, if the one which died was shall shame, so you should take this second one instead. Yishazazel makes the one which died was Lazazel, Zesholo of a love girl, Lazazel, then one which goes Lazazel, Yiskai Tachtov, it's taken instead. Vasheni Yirachis died. The second one grazes until it gets a mum, bimacher, and then it's sold. Yibul Dava Nadava, and its money goes to for Nadava. Why Shein Chatos Sibur Meso? Because even though it's a Chatos, and Chatos is an individual, superfluous Chatos must be starved to death. This is not the Chatos of an individual, it's the Chatos of a Tzibur, doesn't have to die. Rabbi says, no, even the Chatos of a Tzibur dies. Furthermore, Rabbi said, Nishbach Adam, what if the blood got spilled? Of the Soyer LaHashem, after you slaughtered, Yomus HaMishtalech. Then you can't use that Soyer LaHazazel, because it was contingent on the Kashrus of its twin, and the twin was not kosher. Meis HaMishtalech, what if the one which was to be sent out got died before he did its mitzvah, then vice versa, Yishafich Adam, then the blood of the soil of Hashem has to be spilled out. In other words, the making of the two is linked together. Seirim, it says Seirim goats. So mute Seirim Shnaim. We know the minimum amount of goats is two. Yikein Loman Emar Shnei, so why does it say two? So that word two teaches us Sheyu Shavim, that they should be equivalent. It says Kvasim, it says by the Tomid or by other carbonists where there's with their lambs. It says Kvasim. Mule Kvasim Shnaim. The normal Kvasim is two. In Kain Lomanem are Shnei Kvasim. Why is they two? Shnei Kvasim. She is Shnei Shavim, that they should be equivalent. Tziporim. For I am Mitzora. Mule Tziporim Shnaim. It's a minimum amount of birds is two. In Kain Lomanem are Shnei. So why did it say two? She is Shavim, said they should be equivalent. Chatzotzos. Trumpets. Mule Chatzotzos Shnaim. Minimum amount of trumpets is two. So in Kain, if that's the case, Lomanem are Shnei. Why does it say two? She is Shavim. And Oshim. The two people who have the Din Torah should stand Lifnei Hashem, before God. In other words, before the Shofet. If that's, I think it says Lifnei Elohim there, actually, not Lifnei Hashem. Me'at Anoshim, so let's say, what are you going to say there? What trust are you going to make? Me'at Anoshim, that's going to say Anoshim. Me'at Anoshim Shnei. Means they're two litigants. So what does it say to? Shu Shavin. So what does Shnei mean? That there should be equivalent? Meaning, you have to regard them equally. No, they're not litigants, right? So obviously, that could only mean that you have to regard them as equals. But we already know that. Folks, even says, doesn't say lo sate mishpat geri osom. Do not incline in the judgment of a foreigner, you know, a convert or a orphan. And Almonet says there too. Barei matzino ger don imishenu ger, right? Obviously, it's talking about a ger with making a judgment, coming to judgment with another, with somebody who's not a ger, right? Or you have some don imishenu you have some, or an orphan coming to somebody who's not an orphan. Amona don imishenu amona, a widow coming to somebody who's not a widow. And it says, treat them equally, right? Don't make any inclinations in that case, right? So already know, treat the two litigants equally. So matam alom shnei. So what does the shnei by shnei anoshim teach us here? So elam ifnaya. It's superfluous. And it's lohakish l'gzeir shava. It's a making gzeir shava. Very interesting gzeir shava. Nemar kan shnei. It says here too. V'nemar lahalon shnei. It says too by edim. Apishnaim edim yakum davar, right? So ma shnei shnemar lahalon. Just like the shnei which is stated, this is Yushami, so Lahalon means here. The Yushnei, which it says here, is Anoshim, Velo Noshim. Even though women can be litigants too, but it says Shnei Anoshim, right? So we're saying the word Sheni is superfluous, and it's conjunction with the word Anoshim. So it's just men and not women, Velo Ktanim, nor children, because Anoshim means adults. Avshnei Shneim Arkan. So what's critical is that we're learning that the two which it says by Edim are Noshim v'lo Noshim. This is what teaches us that Edim can only be men, not women, v'lo Ktanim, nor children. So this Shnei Noshim, which is stated by litigants and is superfluous, actually teaches me that two, that the Shnei, that Edim have to be Shnei Noshim, they have to be two adult males. Okay? Me'aton, from this we derive, Ein Eish Adon, a woman cannot be a judge as well, because only a person who can testify can be a judge. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chudim Shem, Rabbi Yisrael said, Ne'emar Kan Alpi Shnei Edim, it says two witnesses, Ve'emar Lahalon, he they learned from a different source, Ne'emar Lahalon, it says Shnei, it says two, Vayishoru Shnei Anoshim Machna, it says the two people, when Moshe Rabbeinu chose the 70 elders, he wrote right Elder and Omei that stayed in the camp, right, and the Mash nation, Emma alone, just like Elder Omei, that were men, Vilonoshim, Lok Time, not women nor children, Avshenish, Emma Khan, by the Edim, Anoshim, Lok, Noshim, Lok, Tanim, right, those men, not women, not children. He came, Loman, Emma, Vomdushne, Anoshim, I, so if he learns that from there, so what does he do with the two men which it says by litigants? So it means not only should you not, you should treat them as equals, right? Rather, it also means you shouldn't give one the advantage over the other. One should not stand, the other sit. One should not be silent, the other speak. One speak everything he wants. The other one would say, be brief. The dying should not be give nice countenance to one. Umay is punav and be bunny man be stern. Kinega the echad, the opposite of the other. Mami lazel allow one to stand, cause one to stand, emotions and cause one to sit. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, and there Shmuel said a fascinating thing. Omer lo, they say to a litigant. A litigant shows up in court in a Savo Row suit. You know, he's wearing a $1,000 suit. So we tell him, oh lovush lovush kishem shulovish. Either come in the same $150 suit as your friend is coming, or habishok shem shatolavush, or go buy him a fancy suit. So they actually have to come dressed in a similar fashion to base him.
$800 silk
vesh, right? Then you have to give the other one silk vesh too. All right, shamati shimratz adayin loshivish name. I heard that if the dayan wants to allow both litigants to sit, Moshiv is allowed to do so. Veza also, what's the problem? Shloye echod ayim ve'echod yoshim. Just have one saying, one sitting. That's the problem. Echem darba kotzor, chuli, one talking, the other one, chuli, etc. etc. Rabbi Avishai Avuna said, tzrichem ha'ayim leos omning she'emidim idusam tzitteres elever. Jewish law requires the witnesses to stand when they testify. Rabbi Avishai Avuna said, afadin idoinim, so to the people who are being judged, tzrichem leos omning, they must stand, when they are receiving testimony against them. In other words, when their testimony being directly against them, they too must stand. Okay? Period. Getting back to our Mishnah. Shavim b'damim. Cute thing. Shavim b'damim. Let's say they both cost the same price. But ain't shavim b'shevach damim. But they only cost the same price because one deal is ripping you off. Right? They're not equivalent in their true value, right? Or vice versa. In a circuit with Swanson, that's not proper. Vice versa, Shavim b'shevach domim, if they're equal in value, v'ein shavim domim, even though you're not paying the same price for both of them, then a circuit can be Swanson. That's okay. In other words, you don't actually have to pay the same money. You have to get the same value, okay? Interesting question the more asked. One is, let's say, one set of goats is meshubach pegufo. It's fatter. The other is meshubach marav, it's more handsome. Mikodem. Right? Because a korban, you can say fatness counts, so it's hider mitzvah. You could say that appearance counts, which is better. So Rabbi Yisavar Meir has brought a fascinating raya. It's an amazing raya. So Nishmina min adol, let's hear from here. Aviv Katzer. This is talking about Minchas Omer. Okay, so Minchas Omer is supposed to be cut, l'shem the Omer itself, right? However, what happens if you have outstanding grain, but it's already cut? Avi means spring, fresh grain, it's already cut. And the Yavish Liksor, the stuff which you're going to harvest, is already dried out. So the hitter seems to be the stuff that's already cut, but then he won't fulfill the mitzvah of ketzira. So aviv kotzer koidem, you better take the stuff which is already already cut because it's fresh, even though it's a bigger mitzvah to actually cut. Adamras teaches us meshubach begufa, meshubach memarav. So it teaches us that if you have that which is more praiseworthy in its body, meaning here the avi, which is the fresh grain, on the other hand, meshubach marav, which is more praiseworthy in its appearance. And here, of course, it's not appearance, but rather it's more praiseworthy that you can do the mitzvah. You know, of harvesting the Omer Express, nevertheless we pay attention b'shubach b'gufo kodem. The heter mitzvah is not something which has to do with the process, but has to do with the substance. And the substance here is better to take something which is fresh. And here, in our Gemara would follow, it would be better to take the fatter korban as opposed to the korban which is more splendid looking. Okay, because that's actually the meat of the korban is the substance of it. Not the way it looks, because once it's dead and flayed and on the mizbeach, it don't look so pretty anyway, right? So therefore, it's better to go after the fat.
But what is it talking about? It's not the seer, stay seer.
Yeah, one of them is going to go to Hashem.
So it's not our choice to decide which one is.
But one of the two. So we tell you, we have a choice of two seer which are fatter, or two seer which are more handsome.
Two pairs,
right, that's what I meant to say. Okay, Kini Mas Nisa, this is the way to read our Mishnah. Yavishnai v'yagrelem b'tchilam. Now this is talking about where one died, right? So after the agrola, so you do another gero, right? You bring another two and do agrola. V'yoyme you say, zesholav agrola, shem yizkai tachtav, right? Ezemem karev tchila. Now, the question is, however, okay, fine, you have, let's say the one Lazazel died, right? So now you have two Lashems, right? So which one do you take? So now you have two Lashems. Now, it's funny, the Gemara doesn't give it an answer. So Rav Amar, Sheni Shebein Zug Sheni, from the second group. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Shein Shebzug Rishon, Shebein Zug Rishon, from the first group. Amar Zir Tan Rabbi Yochanan, what's the logic of Rabbi Yochanan? Vaso chatos, says vaso chatos, make it a chatos, right? Meaning it, the first one, parishon, the first one he got. Om Rabbi Lo, that's Rabbi Zir. Rabbi Lo said, time Rabbi Yochanan logic Rabbi Yochanan vaso chatos, kavo bitlia. It's more than that. It fixed it when it was chosen. Or when it was the tliya, you know, when the goro was tolling it, shelo yidochem. Now he adds in a very interesting point, which is normally Rabbi Yochanan holds that bali chaim are nidchim, meaning an animal which could have been a korban but for some reason was pushed off, such as it got lost or something like that. So then in that case, it's nidche and it becomes possible. Its kedusha becomes damaged and it becomes possible, right? Here, Rabbi Yob Law says this pasuk so chatos defies that normal logic. It tells you that even though here it should be nidche, because its partner died, so for it was temporarily unsuitable. No, it doesn't lose its suitability, and he dafka take the first one. Okay, that's va'asya kidam Rabbi Yoina, and that's going like Rabbi Yoina. Seb sherem is in there. Rabbi Zir vaso chatos kavo b'tliya. It said it as the chatos at the time when he made the goyro, she's davig lo chaver, in order that another one should come with it. I'm thinking maybe b'tliya actually is better translated not at the goro, but at kavo, it said it to wait. Tliya means sometimes to be tolev omed. It said it to wait, that even if it loses its partner, it should have another partner come along, and it's not nidche by virtue of its partner dying.
You're actually losing two pairs, because the second pair you've made the goro, and that one is not going for the
Well, you lose either way.
Yeah, but
you already lost one pair, because the one is sheep
down. No, you didn't lose one pair. You lost the one carbon. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you didn't lose that whole pair. You have at the end of the process, you'll have three animals, right? One, two of which will be carbonos.
Right. But isn't there this bonding, this affinity between...
No, that's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. That's not that way. That's the chiddush Rabbi Yochanan. Ravels is the bonding, and therefore the first one... once one of these set dies, the other one's lost. Rabbi Yochanan holds not bonded permanently. I mean, it's normally it would be, but here because it says Vasou Chatos, it means that the remaining animal from the first set remains intact, and it's in the second set's animals that one of them gets lost in the shuffle. Okay, so that's actually what happens according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Vasaki, like what Rabbi Yochanan says, right? So what happens now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the second one in the second set dies? Okay, in other words, you had the Soyer LaShem and Soyer LaZazel, and one of them died, and now you did a second set, right? And the second set, one of them dies now as well, right? So what's the status now in this case?
In each set did the other sheep die?
Yes. Obviously, it was the other one who died. But the shayla is dechia. The shayla is what happens if Rabbi Yochanan, who normally holds Baal Chaim Nidchim, they get pushed off. What happens in this case? Now, it's the first one we said, since it says Vasol Chatas, it avoids being Nidcha. But this one, maybe the second one can't get Nidcha because when its partner dies, that undermines it. Even though it can still affiliate it with the first. Right, you would say it could affiliate with the first group, right? No, but that might be only a one-way street. Maybe the first one is a free agent, but the second one is not a free agent. It must be bonded, in essence, to two carbonos. It's bonded to its partner and to the original carbon. And if the second one, even in its sense, died, that's it. You have to throw it out. That's a worse question. It's the other way. I'm sorry. He's not asking on the second animal. He's saying on the first animal. In other words, you had a Soyer LaShem, Soyer LaZazel, right? Soyer LaZazel dies. You take a second group, Soyer LaShem, Soyer LaZazel, right? Right? Now, the Soyer LaZazel
lives.
The Soyer LaZazel lives, right? The Soyer LaShem dies. Yeah. But now, the question is, maybe the Soyer LaShem of the first group has finally lost its status. In other words, maybe it doesn't carry over a second time. That's what I think his question is. The first Soyer LaZazel died. Now the Soyer LaShem dies, but now the question is whether... No, it's got to be that the Soyer LaZazel dies again. That has to be. The Soyer LaZazel dies, you take another one, and then the second Soyer LaZazel dies as well. Does it carry over to a third set? That must be his question. Does it carry over to a third set? I think that's what his question is. Let's see if that works. May Shej Ben Zug Sheni, Shej Ben Zug Rishon, the remaining one surviving of the first Maush Yitcha is a Nidcha. So I'm Rabbi Asa Rabbi Bon Rabbi Chim Rabbi Yochanan said May Sheni Shebein Zug Sheni. If the second one from the second set dies, Sheni Shebein Zug Rishon, the remaining one from the first set Kvar Nidcha, then it's pushed off. Then for sure you can't use it anymore. And Kol Shekein Mechav Shita Sei Derav, and it's certainly true about Rav. Rav said, anyway, you use the second set, right? Rav said, use the animals from, use the...
It's bonding, so you have to go in
the second. Yeah, Rav says, use the second set, so here you certainly are going to lose. The first one's lost anyway, right? For sure it's lost, right? It's nothing to talk about. You have to get a third set altogether, right? So if according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to get a third set, certainly according to Rav, you also have to get a third set. That's clear. Okay. Says more. May sheni shebezu of mechavashi dasra. May sheni shebezu zug rishon. Now there's a third case. May sheni bezug rishon. What if you have the first animal died in this first set, right? And then he took two more. And now the second animal died in the first set, right? So now, right? You get the idea? Now both animals from the first set are dead, right? But what about the second set? Can you use the second set, which is still alive? Right? Because you have a second set, which is intact, right? You can't use it either. Sheni shebezug sheni kfar nitcha. Because it's already, the first set, the second set was pegged to the first set, right? And so, you understand what I'm saying?
According to Rabbi Yochanan.
Only according to Rabbi Yochanan. Right, because Rav holds it doesn't get pegged, right. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you had the first set, and one of those died, so and then he brought a second set, so the first set pegs to the second set. Now, even though when the second animal in the first set dies, even though the second set is still intact in front of you, you can't use it. Because the pegging crossed over, and therefore you lost it. Very good. Okay. Now, it says, well, this is an easy gemara. We had this already once before. Hilo Shleisha, right? Now, you did a stupid thing. This is a klutz going gemara. Hilo Shleisha, you did three, you said it's three karbonos. Three sets. Three soil Hashems, and of course three soil Azazos. One to do the inside. The other to do on the parochas. One to do on the outer mizbeach, on the inner mizbeach. Now, normally, you shouldn't do this, right? Because you can do it all from one soil Hashem, right? But you decide to do three, you want to do three. Okay, fine. The shayla is Eizemer Mishtalech. But yeah, now you have three soil Azazos, you can only send one away. Which one do you send away? So we see on Melchaper Olav, it says Lechaper Olav. Eshu Mechaper Bo, the one with which you do Kapora, Chaver Mishtalech, the other one sent. Eshu Mechaper Bo, if you didn't do Kapora with it, Ein Chaver Mishtalech, you don't send its friend out. Rabbi Lomel Lechaper Olav, to complete Kapora upon it. Eshu Gomer Bo, it's called Kapora Chaver Mishtalech. Once you complete the Kapora, its friend is sent out. Eshu Gomer Bo Kapora, the one you don't complete the Kapora, Ein Chaver Mishtalech, its friend is not sent out. Now, daiti to Rabbi Zir, according to Rabbi Zir, shloshta mishtalchim. Not all three, but any one of the three. Because each one corresponded to some level of kapara, right? Because each one, each soil Hashem did some level of kapara, so its partner, the soil Azazo, can be the soil Azazo. However, daiti Rabbi Yehuda says it's the one which completes the kapara, ena mishtalech al achim bilvad. The only one you can send out is the last one. Not either one of the first two. Okay? Says more first, just go to the Mishnah. Shein chata sibar meitzer, Rabbi Yehuda omer tamus. It says, it does die. The kash Rabbi Yehuda, so the kash Rabbi Yehuda is, the yesh odam magri lemisa. In other words, when you're doing the agrola, the second agrola, you're destining one to death. Right? Right? The destiny was Yeshua the Magdalene meets the Mishra Rishona. In other words, as the Korban Eda points out, there's a Korban Rabbi Yochanan, right? Korban Rabbi Yochanan, when you do that Grola, you know that one of the animals is going to die.
Well, so is the other one too.
But it's not Lashem and Lazo, so. You're doing a second lottery, right? According to Rav, so both these animals will survive.
Yeah.
The first one goes, dies, right? But according to Rabbi Yochanan, one of these two animals is going to die. So it's really a lie, right? It's not Lashem and Lazazel. It's either Lamisa Lazazel or Lashem or Lamisa, but it's not the, right? So I'm Rabbi Avuna, he said, no. Well, we never find such a thing. And we see Rabbi Lezer says such a thing. Rabbi Lezer Maria Musu. This is a case where the Korbanei brings out in Masech the Tmura. It says that if you have a Tmura of an Asham, the Asham dies. So there we see a case where something is made Hekdish and it dies. So here too, it's made Hekdish and it dies. We find such things. Tumuras Chatas is the same thing. I'm not sure why he didn't bring down Tumuras Chatas itself. But that's, the Gemara will bring it down in a minute. All right, Imara, Hein Dat Makshilod Rabbi Yehuda. If instead of asking Rabbi Yehuda, Kashiasa the Masniso, I ask on the following mission, Tina Taman, the same as this Rabbi Lezer, Vlad Chatas is the word missing. It should be Vlad Chatas Tumuras Chatas, the Chatas Shemesu Baalea, Yamusu, they all die. Right? V'yeshod the meimer l'misa mishor rishoyno. How could that be? When you're making a tamura and you're calling it, let this be a tamura of a chatas, and all that happens is that it dies. What kind of a kedusha is that to make a kodesh to die? But the answer is ein chanami. There is such a thing. It's you tried to make a kodesh, you didn't succeed fully, or maybe it did succeed, but it has to die anyway. So too, Rabbi Yochanan holds the same thing here, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, you make it hektish, but since it's a redundancy, therefore goes to die.
It's not totally analogous here because tumor is something that...
Because tumor is a bad thing, right? This is a thing which is required to... Right. It's not a good... Not 100% a good analogy. But that I'm not responsible for already.
But the answer to that is you have to make the goro. You still have to choose one of those sheep in the second group.
Right. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no choice. Right.
You have no choice.
Ain't brera. That's the answer. Right.